So that's sort of the civil liberties angle on this whole thing. To sum up, the point is they've got tools in their toolbox, but the question is, do they get to use them? And really, we permit them to do that. And who knows how far they'll go with this. As it stands now, it's very obvious that they're attacking immigrants first and foremost. That most of the people they've rounded up are immigrants. Almost all of them are immigrants. They want to question 5,000 Middle Eastern men, one of whom is a guy that I work with who's a secular dissident from Iran, and the FBI want to question him. A lot of what that's about, it turns out I've gleaned from my colleague at New College, is about they're trying to get people to snitch for them and to intimidate people to then, you know, act as informal informants against whoever. So all of this is about a threat, right? And we do have to deal with that on the left. And this is, I think, is a new variable. In the past, many of the threats offered up by the state to us have been complete phantoms, to quote the Attorney General, right? The idea that the Sandinistas were going to invade us was not true. Reefer madness, you know, in all its forms, whatever the drugs are, you know, drugs are problematic at times. But again, this phantom that America is being destroyed by 12-year-olds getting high. But this time around, I really think there is something different. I think there is a threat posed by terrorism. And that's not to side with the administration. I think a lot of people on the left get totally freaked out if you acknowledge that. It's like, do you mean you're pro-war? I'm not pro-war at all. And you don't need to be pro-war to acknowledge that. I'll tell you what the main threat is. The main threat is that the profit motive in the United States has created a country that is littered with super toxic nuclear material. There are 103 totally unguarded nuclear power plants. There is nuclear waste moving all over the highways, unguarded all the time. There's no plan for monitoring any of this stuff. Basically, it would be pretty easy for someone like Timothy McVeigh or anyone else to build a truck bomb as he did, and if he had not parked it in front of a federal building, but parked it in front of the spent fuel rod cooling container at the nuclear power plant in the town where I grew up, in Brattleboro, Vermont, Vermont Yankee, where next to the reactor, there is 2,700 spent fuel rods. And if you could catch that on fire, it would completely wipe out the East Coast. And of course, all of these nuclear facilities are run by corporations that are concerned about profit, and so safety is not dealt with. So there is a real threat. The administration, you know, I'll give you the punchline of this whole talk, is not going to protect us from any of this. But I think it's important to think about that. And that the fact that there is a threat requires that we look into political Islam, and or what many scholars call Islamists. Where does this come from? Where does this threat come from? Who is Osama bin Laden? You know, what is Islamic Jihad? Who are these people?